like you guys. And then we have put our God up there, and then we try to worship from the back in here. And then next time when you come to church, try to closer to the front. So I do not need to bring myself back here. And I would like to get closer to you. I do believe that our God wants to get closer to you too. So since you guys are back in here, instead of moving you all the way up here due to the time, I'm moving myself in here so I can talk and eye to eye and face to face. So these days that we are in the Apostles' Creed sermon series, Apostles' Creed. Creed means I believe. And Apostles' Creed means I believe the things the apostles taught us during the first century. And since then, it said all the teachings that they witnessed and become a messenger. Apostle means messengers. Disciple means students. We are here to make a disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. That is the purpose of our being together with so-called mission statement. And the disciples of Jesus Christ, it is a students. When we learn and do nothing, they are not a good student. Am I correct? When we learn something, we need to do something about what we are learning. And when we say that we are here to make a disciples of Jesus Christ, which means we have a purpose for making a people to be the disciples of Jesus Christ. There is a reason for you and I become a disciples of Jesus Christ. Why? The transformation of the world. That is the purpose of being a student at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here to transform the world. We need to transform first. And that is the purpose of our being together. Apostles' Creed, we are learning the lessons from the apostles taught us many years. Whoever attended this church or other churches, you may learn the lots of things. Some pastors, they can recycle their sermon every so often. Especially Methodist churches. Since Methodist pastors moved around, oftentimes, Methodist pastors, they have a 3 years length of the sermon series. And then usually after 3 years, the pastor move on to another church and they recycle it. Soon they run out of the resource and they are request to move. How long am I going to be last in here? Let's see how long then I will last with the sermon series. But it's a problem. What we are having is we repeated it ourselves. But no action out of it. We learn so much about this God and Son, Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. We learn about Bible and we learn about Christian character, but nothing come out of our lessons. The lessons we learned. That is called the dead disciples. Dead horse. Nothing will happen. Whenever there is aliveness, something will happen, right? And dead people, doesn't matter how many times you are poking, the dead people do not respond. But when we have aliveness, even for the little germs, the cold germs, and these days many people are coughing and cough drops and many people are carrying, that is a sign of aliveness of your immune system in your body. You are responding. Church is a living organism. That means that something will happen in the church. The church in the Corinth we just read, it is the letters from written by Apostle Paul while he was in the prison. When he built, after he built the church in Corinth 5 years and years later, and then. He built the church first, and 5 years later, he revisited that place, and it's so many things happening, so many problems. If you name the church problems nowadays we are having, the Corinthian churches, they have all. I have a list of the problems the Corinthian church is carrying it. Division in the church, the worldliness of the wisdom, philosophy they are bringing it from the world aspect, and also carnality and fornication bring an immorality and a marriage problem, divorce problem, role of a man and a woman, and money problems, and cliquish problem, they have all. So whatever problem we are naming this day, it is not new. We are not exceptional church. Church has an issue. Church has a problem. But we as a disciples of Jesus Christ and apostles of Jesus Christ, we are gathering together to deal with the issues together. Apostle Paul gave these letters to the churches in Corinth to deal with the issues together as a community of a faith. Being a church together does not mean that we are absent of the problems. Being a good family does not mean that there is no problem. Am I correct? How many of you have no problem in your family? Even Song and I, we have an issue. Song said we do not, but that is a big lie. We know that we have an issue. And every family, every church has an issue. And we become a church together, meaning yes, we're going to work together and then deal with the issues together as a followers of Jesus Christ. If you read the Apostles' Creed, it gives a guideline how, what kind of a principle we need to have in relationship in the God's church. And then before we move on to the third paragraph and then second sentence and third sentence, let's have a time to review. And then if you are able, and then let us recite the Apostles' Creed up until I believe in the Holy Spirit. Let's see how we are doing together. And probably we do not need to put on the screen as of now because I believe in you. All right, let's try it. Ready? Go.
Seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from thence he shall come to judge the quick and dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Awesome. And let's just stop there. And I'm not going to review all the things what we talked about. But since we are getting into the third paragraph, I believe in the Holy Spirit. Let's have a little moment to review what we talked about last week. I believe in the Holy Spirit means I believe it in unity. Holy Spirit in the New Testament is the Spirit of God bringing people together. It does not mean that everyone needed to be a cookie cutter followers of Jesus Christ. Everyone has a flavor, different shape, different color. But God is bringing people together. Holy Spirit is the personalizing the Spirit of God. All right. When Genesis chapter 1, God created an earth, right? God, the Spirit, got into the human body and it become a human, become a living thing. Spirit of God is called Ruha. And then when Ruha, the Spirit of God, getting into your system, we become a living being. We call that spirit Neshava, which means is a spirit of life. We become a life. Get a life. What does that mean? Let's have the Spirit of God in our personal lives. Get a life. And then how do you interpret it? Have a relationship with God. God the Spirit exists in all of the places. But we needed to adopt to have a life together. Get a life. Let's say that to each other, someone next to you. Get a life. That means do not be just numb and sitting in the pew and do nothing about it. You know God. Just accept this God into your system and get a life. Your life is so full of joy. It's full of amazing stuff. If we fully adopt the Spirit of God, Neshava, which is the Spirit of life, will be bubbled up in you. And then there will be an amazing life. And when we move this spirit of love, life into the Holy Spirit era, which is a New Testament era in 21st century, it become a pneuma, which means it's a power. The spirit, holy power means a holy spirit means spirit with a cleanness, a spotless, with a power. Pneuma, and the breath. And you have a power. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, that the last lesson Jesus taught to his disciples was baptized with the Holy Spirit. That means you need to have a power to carry it on, to make a differences in your life. Having a spirit of God by yourself, it is good also, but do not stop there. Wait until you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. So you can have a power to change something around you and in you. And that is the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Spirit means God's Spirit meet within our body and it become a life and then become a power later on. If your life is dull, get a life. That's my answer for you. Get a life. Have a spirit and then bubble it up and you can have amazing life. And when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, the worldview you're going to carry will be different. I believe in Holy Spirit means with your power, with the life, you are believing in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Spirit. It has a power. And if your life is dull again, rethink where you are in terms of a relationship with God and within you. And then they will solve the other problems one by one. Now we are getting into, I believe in Holy Spirit and in the Holy Catholic Church, right? Catholic Church, that is a little bit bothersome word for some of you guys. Catholic Church does not mean that we believe in a Roman Catholic Church. It is small c. Catholic, where we recited in the Apostles' Creed, it is about a universal church. And a Christian church, definitely, the definition in the Apostles' Creed in here, not just in church in general. It is a church of Christ, church of God. Because the first sentence and second sentence, first paragraph and second paragraph of the Apostles' Creed clearly define what kind of God the Father we believe, what kind of God the Son we believe. And when we say that I believe in the Catholic Church, the Christian Church we are talking about. And then also Catholic Church means universal church. We have a Methodist church in here. And down the road, there is another Methodist church to focus on saving people. And we are here to focus on redeeming people. And so we have a partnership in here. And in other churches, they have another, a Presbyterian church down the road. And then many churches in here. As long as these churches are believing God the Father Almighty, God the Son, Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are talking about the Catholic Church embracing everyone. And some of my questioning, how about the Ecumenical Church, other believers in other Mormon churches or the Hindu churches, about the Buddhist temple, how we're going to embrace them? When you live it in the ecumenical world, religion seated out there, right at the corner of our church and our door, how can we embrace? Are we saying that we are cutting the line and that they are not part of us? And believe it or not, they have a different God. But his Apostles' Creed clearly define the Catholic Church is a Christian church. If I borrow songs, my hobby's the word, we are in a football game. Football game has many different teams, right? And a football game has a football rules, right? Game rules. And when we talk about the Hindu church, temple church, or the Buddhist church, it is a different game. Baseball, we are comparing. We are comparing the football game with the baseball game. It is totally different game rule they have. Right now, so we as a Christian church, we have a Christian rules, and we stayed in the same game rules. And if we compare, we wanted to compare ourselves with other Mormon church or the Hindu church and Buddhist church, we are comparing football game rules with the baseball game rules. Some of you, you know both rules very well. I can name some of you. But it's some people, they just focus on their own game first. And then later on, whenever they are available, they are learning other types of game rules. If you are able, and there is another class is going to be offering Christianity and world religion classes. And I believe that Jill can speak up for that. And Jill, could you please stand up? Jill, stand up. And then talk to her. Yeah, talk to her about that class. And then it is important for us to learn about other religions too, the other rules. But know your game rule first. That's why we bring the Apostles' Creed. We need to learn what is our boundary, how to be a Christian church together. And later on, and then we believe, can you put it in, I believe in the Holy Spirit sections? I believe in the Holy Spirit. Holy means a separation, cleanness, and spotless. And the Holy Spirit means a clean spirit, which means there is a dirty spirit, there is a darkness spirit. We need to aware that we are in a spiritual warfare in here. So another game, and we are game, our opposers, the dark spirit. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe the cleanness, clean power, a spotless power has a spirit, has a power in it, power. And then I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. We believe that other Christian churches are doing the same thing. And we need to embrace a Presbyterian church or Baptist church, other Protestant church and a Christian church. We do believe that those churches are brothers and sisters. And we believe in God a little bit differently, but we allow people to share our Christian faith together. That is called the Catholic Church. And then Holy Catholic Church means separate, away from the other churches. Away. The meaning is that we are somewhat different because we are claim our faith differently. And the third line is that the communion of our saints. Saints, we have a little confusion about saints in here. You do not need to be dead people to be the saints. And whenever we call out the saints, we always think about the dead people or the Saint Augustine or Francis. And the saint meaning is you and I, believe it or not. Saint means holy, separate again. You and I are being cleaned by the blood of Jesus Christ. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you and I become a saint. Communion of saints, which means connected together in the love of God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. The saints. And then let us claim ourselves that I am saint, I am clean, I have a holy power. You need to claim your own identity. Oftentimes in church we say, oh, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner. Yes, you were before you accepted Jesus Christ. Yes, you and I were sinners, but soon we accept Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You and I become a holy people, so-called saints, because of the blood of Jesus Christ washed it away all the sins, all the wrongdoings against God. Again, I will need to define what sin is in here. Sin means going against God, run away from God. That is the definition of sin. Not doing the wash dishes right after meal. These are kind of a wrongdoings, right? For my definition, it is a wrong song. I just wanted to give you a heads up. There are the wrongdoings, but there is a sins too. There is a totally different things. Sin means going against God, and then but wrongdoings and the moral things. If I do not obey my husband or obey your wife, that is wrongdoings, because we need to have a listening ears. Because of marriage covenant we have, we say that we're going to respect each other. By not listening, you know, we are not honoring our vows. That is wrongdoings, but that is not a sin. Sin means going against God, run away from God. And as long as we are running towards God, we are not sinning against God. Once we are being redeemed by the Holy Spirit through the work of Jesus Christ, you and I are saints. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church and communion of saints, connectedness. You do not need it to be perfect. As long as you are heading to the same direction with other people in a community of a faith, you and I will be okay. Corinthian church, and then again, it has so many problems, so many issues. So Apostle Paul, who was the founding father of the churches in Corinth, and he was not able to silence about the issues the church he built or is carrying during that time. And then when he wrote these letters to the Corinth, he was in prison. He has anguished heart. At the same time, he wanted to bless this church because he knows that this church is church of God. Verse 2, what kind of church was this church in the Corinth? To the churches of God. Churches of God. It is not your church. It is not church of mine, but it is God's church. This church, our Redeemer's United Methodist Church, is God's church. God has ownership. God is the one who started this church in this place. Paul also defined this church because of the definition and purpose of the church. He's offering the thanksgiving to God for this church regardless of all the problems. To those sanctified in Christ Jesus. Church has a problem, but this is God's church. So Apostle Paul said, I am glorifying you. I'm thanking God because this is God's church. Another thing, reason for him to God was sanctified. Those people in church, even though they carry so many problems, they are being saved by God. They are being redeemed by God. Because of that, Apostle Paul is praising God for this church. And also called to be holy, the many separate. And I do believe that in this morning you had a chance to slip in this morning, right? But you are being separated by the Holy Spirit. I do believe that. Thank you for coming, by the way, to worship God in this place. That is amazing choice you made every Sunday. It is the choice you are making for God and for you and for the community of faith in here. And because of this choice, something will happen. Amazing things will happen. All the problems we are carrying, one by one, will be resolved. Because that is the promise. Your personal life, I do believe that there are some issues you are carrying. But believe this. You belong to God's church. You belong to God's kingdom. You have a holy power because you are being sanctified. You are being separated from others to be holy, so clean. You and I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, and communion of saints. You and I are gathering together in this morning, every week, and other churches doing the too, because we believe in the communion of saints. Congregating, it is the gesture of God. God want us to practice all the time. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They do not function separately. They are congregated together. You and I, as a followers of Jesus Christ, holy saints, and an apostles, we do get together to manage the situation together, together. That is a key word I would like to bring it to you. When we have a Holy Spirit, there is no division, but harmony and unity. In God's church, God has a greater power than division in the church. We heard so many stories out there dividing the church, dividing the family. I do believe that that's not the work of the Holy Spirit. Work of the Holy Spirit does not confusing the people, but bring people together as a community of the saints. That's why we believe in the Holy Spirit in the Catholic Church in communion of the saints. Let us believe this by in action, not just by word. Amen.